Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Have to be attached, emotionally super attached to everybody that you let put their penis in you. But you still have to have a set of standards. People have been less social than they want to be and less dating and less fucking and all that. See what happens when people can't have a healthy amount of fucking? Shit just goes to hell in a handbasket. That woman fucking wants you. Yeah, she wants to fuck the shit out of you, but I'm the one that gets to fuck the shit out of you because you're mine. Hey guys, well, welcome back to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, I do not know if you caught it or not, but this past Saturday was the first Saturday I did not release a podcast or do a double release in the same week in a long, long time. I was on vacation and I haven't actually been anywhere in the longest time, you know, because of COVID and everything. I mean, I used to be going places all the time, getting on planes. I love that. I love adventure. I love doing things. And that has been really, really stifled. So I actually decided to, I guess, stretch that out, like really, really enjoy it and take a little bit of time off. So I only did one release last week, which if you listen to it, was actually kind of fun and exciting in and of itself because I was traveling and I had to secretly record my intro to the podcast while my friends who do not know that I have this podcast were sleeping just down the hall. I was sneaky like that. I packed my travel microphone and I just did it on my laptop and poof, you know, sent those little segments off to editing and there you go. Voila, I had episode 172, I think it was, or was it 171? Anyway, it's getting up there. But I didn't do a Saturday release because I really just wanted to enjoy being away. Plus, I had a lot to think about because if you listen to that episode, I'm thinking about moving to Florida and I'm still on the fence about it. So now that I'm home, I feel like I'm really mulling it over. I'm trying to figure out what to do. It's exciting, but I feel a little pressure about it. I don't know what to do. I've always lived in California. My whole life has been here. But let's face it, you guys know I love adventure. You know I'm a yes girl. So I just kind of feel like, why not? You know, I can always move back. It's not like California's going anywhere. But it is a big decision, obviously, to move across the frickin' country, basically. And as you know, I don't know if I've said it on this podcast, but I know I've said it before. I've always said, I'm not moving. I wouldn't leave California. I have to laugh at myself because every time I say never, sure as shit, boom, I contradict myself. This is what I'm learning about this word never. Just don't say it. I'm striking it from my vocabulary. Every time I say never, I have to eat those words. So I think from now on, I just can't say that. But literally, I really did, not to use the word again, never thought I would actually be seriously considering moving to another state. I had so much fun when I was there with my friends. They're relocating there. And it was nice. You know what it was? It was really nice to be somewhere where you weren't all masked up and everybody's not hysterical and crazy about COVID and people were super friendly. I thought California was friendly. My goodness. The friends I was with, I mean, we were blown away. We just kept saying like, are we in the Truman Show? What is going on? When you're walking down the street, because we were out and about a lot, people will just wave at you and say hi. They make direct eye contact. They could be across the street riding by on their bike, whatever. It was bizarre. At first, we were like, what is going on? I mean, it sounds awful to say, just not used to people being that friendly. And I'm very friendly. I can talk to anybody. And I guess I didn't realize at home how, well, I think I'm friendly and outgoing. I guess I'm not as friendly and outgoing as I thought I was, because I was really overwhelmed by the kindness and the just the good spirits of people. And it was really nice and very uplifting. And so at any rate, I'm now thinking I'm seriously doing some soul searching and thinking about moving. Oh my gosh. Wow. So if anybody has ever been brave enough to just completely ditch their whole entire life and what they've always known and grown up with and move somewhere different, please let me know. I would love your advice or encouraging words or thoughts on that, or even saying, hey, don't do it. I just don't know. I never considered it, but my friends are full on gung-ho. They are going for it. And this is a very good friend of mine who I've known since high school. We've been great friends. And it just would be, so it wouldn't quite, I guess I'd be cheating a little bit. It's not like I'm going out there totally by myself, but I would have, you know, one friend, one phone a friend. But yeah, this would be a big move. This would be a really big move. And I would be cutting some romantic ties here locally, I guess, obviously, because I would be way, way across the other side there on the East Coast. And that would be completely different. So I have to just kind of really weigh all this stuff. But see, I just love adventure. I'm a yes girl. I'm the yes person in my group of friends. Whenever somebody says, do you want to go here? Do you want to do this? I'm like, yes, 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 yes. I just say yes first. I'm always, yes, I will do it. And that's what happened. That's how I actually ended up in Florida. It was my friend who said, well, we're thinking about moving out there. Do you want to go with us? You know, just travel with us. And would you consider it? And I said, yeah, sure. Yes, I will go. And now that I've been out there and we just had such a great time and looking at everything, I'm seriously considering it. Oh my gosh, guys. Oh. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It's not, you know, it's just something that's on my radar as a potential, but oh my gosh, it's so hard for me to even imagine not being in California. Oh, I mean, I live in the great town I grew up in. I'm so rooted here, but you know, then again, I mean, people are just phone calls away and plane rides away. It's not like, you know, I'm moving to Siberia. So the only downsides I uncovered were A, the summer humidity, because my hair will be a big frizz ball, and B, the bugs. That's really the only thing that people could say, like, you know, to consider. So yeah, interesting. So I was just, was in a lovely beach town and just had such a nice time. So we shall see. You guys will be the first people I let know what I'm doing. How about that? Before I even tell anybody officially, I will announce it on the podcast. Okay. So I want to talk this time about sexting. This is what I'm really like wanting to talk about. So when I got back, I've been quite active on my little, you know, hookup dating, like I call them dating sites, but they're really hookup sites. And my goodness, I just don't know what is going on. Maybe I'm being super, super picky right now, but I feel like the bar has been lowered for the quality of men as far as their, oh, I don't even know. See, it's hard to say this. I don't want to sound bitchy, but you know, if I do, I do. What are you going to do? There's the standards. I mean, just as an example, everybody knows, you guys know, if you've been listening to this podcast, I'm not conservative sexually in any way. I'm all about sex and it being a priority and trying new things and exploring, and that you don't have to be attached, emotionally super attached to everybody that you let put their penis in you. But you still have to have a set of standards. That doesn't mean just because you are open to having sexual encounters with people that you aren't in a long-term relationship with, that you don't still have standards that you get to expect and have someone else uphold. It seems to me that there's this misconception, if you're on a, as a woman, on a sex site, when I say sex site, maybe again, let me define that more clearly because that could be misconstrued. If you're on a hookup site where you're, again, looking for casual relationships, that just because you're a woman looking for casual relationships, that automatically means that anybody with a penis can just come and stick it in you. What the fuck is that mentality? Like, I literally do not know who the hell raised these men. I want to give a specific example. This weekend, I was texting with someone that I met, and my first line is to do, you know, it's like, okay, they message me, I look at their profile, I decide whether or not I'm interested based on all the things I'm looking for, and then I'll say, I'll give them a burner number. I don't give anybody my real number. I give them a burner number, and that's for safety. This is, like, to me, it's common sense. It's for safety. They get a burner number, and then I'll text back and forth with them. And the idea is that I will talk to them on the phone, hear their voice, and then we will meet in person. And then I will decide whether or not you're going to put your penis in me. Again, there's some criteria here that needs to be met. Because if I'm not attracted to you, if I don't feel a physical connection, the chemistry's not there, you could have bad breath, you could think I have bad breath, whatever. I mean, we need to meet face to face in a scenario that isn't under pressure to lead to a sex act immediately following. It's just a go-see. It's a meet and greet. It's, do I like you? Do you like me? Would we like to move this forward? And if so, let's set another date to do that. But I get all this, what I get a lot of is guys that want to, the minute they get your number, they're sending you dick pics. They're telling you how hard they are. They're telling you they want you to send a picture, blah, blah, blah. And specifically this weekend, that happened. And again, while I don't think I'm not trying to call anybody out for being a bad person. It's not like that. It's just, I'm just so wondering where this mentality comes from. I wake up, so I'll give you the background. I wake up to this guy that, again, who I barely know the guy's first name. And there's a picture of him and his dick, boom, on my phone. And I'm like, you know, I get that men are visual. I get it. Like, and I love you guys. I really do. I love you men. But let me try to just give you a reference point. Okay. Women need a little bit more than just a functioning penis to be interested in you. My dildo is a functioning penis, and I have more than one. So therefore, I have several functioning penises. So if that's the only criteria, I do not need you. You're irrelevant. Okay, so let's just say that just because you have a functioning penis, that's not enough to be relevant. Somehow, some guys apparently think that it is. I need more than that. It takes more than that. And I believe that any woman who is confident and secure with herself is going to view it the same way. That's not to say that a nice looking dick or a hard dick doesn't turn me on. It does, especially when I have a point of reference with that guy. If I've had sex with him before and I know he knows how to use that dick, and then he can make me come with that dick, and then I'm just moaning and crazy and hot as fuck to have that dick inside me, that means something. But a complete stranger's dick, it means nothing. So I'm hoping that maybe this helps with the perspective for some guys, that why we're wired visually, but we're also, as you know, emotional too. So I have to tie this, and when I say emotional, I don't mean, oh my gosh, I have to be in love with you. No, I do not. But something other than your naked body has to be resonating with me, turning me on. And it's usually you. I have to genuinely be interested in you. I love a good sexting session. I love a good picture swap, only with guys that I have a background and a history with, and there's a reason that my picture means something to him and your picture means something to me. Randos, random fucking strangers don't mean jack shit to me, like literally. And I look at that and I just go, it's a turnoff because quite frankly, I think you're stupid. When I see you doing this shit, I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I'm being honest here, flat out honest. I know people don't like honesty, but if you don't want honesty, you can't listen to me. You just can't, because I'm going to give it straight. And the truth is, when this shit hits my phone and I don't know you, I literally go, ugh, what a fucking dipshit. You go from you're on a level even playing field to, oh God, delete. I mean, like, it's that easy. Like, no. And now I'm not saying that there's aren't some women who this is a turn on for, and there may be. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm suggesting is that before you go and lob your dick pic on some unsuspecting woman who barely knows your first name, and you don't even know whether or not she's giving you her real phone number, why don't you ask? It's very simple. It's just an ask. I appreciate, even if I say, when I say no, that you don't lose points. You score a lot of points by asking. So let me take you back to my past weekend experience. So, you know, I'm chatting with this guy and then boom, you know, here comes the dick pic out of nowhere. It's totally straying off the conversation. It has nothing to do with the relevance of what we're talking about. And then of course I'm like, well, I'm still trying to actually be kind of polite and keep the conversation going. And I just don't even acknowledge. I say, that's the thing. Like, if you send me that, I'm either going to not talk to you at all or just not acknowledge it. That's kind of that's how I handle this stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to give you any reward for that behavior. And hopefully by not acknowledging it, that sends a message like, I'm not interested in that. But then this continues further. And are you at home? Are you wearing anything sexy for inspiration I can think about? No, I wasn't at home. But even if I was, literally, again, you have to, let me put this into reference. You're a complete stranger to me. You dick pic me. And now all of a sudden I have to be your cam girl or just fill up your inbox with a bunch of quote unquote inspirational photos. And I'm doing this, why? Just because you ask? Just because, what is in it for me? Let me tell you what's in it for me. Zero. So again, I'm trying to help the legions of men that I'm coming across lately. And it is a little bit, I know it might come across as a little bit ranty, and it probably is. But lately, there's this influx of it. And I believe it's because people are excited. It's spring and everybody's wanting, they're horny and they're wanting to get back out there. I understand. Trust me. I'm just as horny as everybody else, but I still have my standards and I don't deviate from that and I won't break from that. And it's just, it's awful when you, it's, when I say awful, I mean, what I should say is irritating when you have a very clear profile that says succinctly and exactly, like, I'm not going to make you guess. I'm literally telling you, like, this is what I'm looking for exactly to the T. Now, if you don't fit that, please, you don't have to waste your time. I'm trying to save you from wasting your time. I'm trying to be helpful so that you can move along to somebody who fits your criteria. Don't not believe what I'm telling you. Believe me when I say I don't want dick pics. I don't want guys that are in this type of a scenario. I don't want guys that are shorter than a certain height. I am a grown-up woman. I know what I want. Trust me. If I say you have no hope of getting over that hump, you have no hope of getting over that hump. It's not personal. It's just a sexual preference. It's what I like. And guys want to seem to get around that and try to convince you that that's not your preference and that's not what you like. Well, again, if you are with a woman who doesn't know herself, that may be true. But I'm very, very clear on what I like and what I don't like. So my suggestion, and this is just to guys out there, I think you probably have the opposite. You get your own sets of frustrations when you're out there like I am trying to date and have casual relationships. It's hard. I get it. It's a lot of work, quite frankly. Sometimes it seems more like, is the juice worth the squeeze? Trust me. I ask myself this all the time, but, and you're dealing with women and they're flaky, that we have our own, I know we come with our own set of issues, but if you read a woman's profile and it's very succinct and clear on what she wants and what she doesn't want, trust me, she didn't sit there and type that shit for no reason. She's trying to help you not waste your time. And do not send dick pics unsolicited without asking first. Otherwise, you just sent a picture of yourself with your penis hanging out that she could do anything with. Hopefully she's nice and just, you know, deletes it, or that's that, deletes you, right? But what if she's not? What if you're sending this shit to dudes? You know, that's the thing. You don't know who you're sending this stuff to. I hear that a lot of times men are posing as women, and just there's all kinds of weird shit. We live in a weird world. There's all kinds of weird shit that goes on. Use a little bit of common sense in this. And stop assuming that because you have a dick that everybody wants to see it. Every woman does not want to see it. I had another guy that was messaging me that has nothing on his profile, not a single picture, didn't type in anything about what he's looking for. And he's just like, tell me if you're interested. In what? I don't even know what you're on here for, quite frankly. It doesn't say. And, well, I have a hard dick, you know, and then he's like, well, I have a hard dick and I know how to use it. No, okay, good for you. Go stick that dick in somebody else because it's not coming my way. I mean, literally, when did the dick, because I have a functioning penis, when did this become the end all? I don't know, but it's not. I'm sorry to burst bubbles. I know. This may be awful, awful for a lot of guys to hear. And I'm sorry, I don't mean, it sounds like I'm bashing guys. If I was dating women, I probably have some things to say too. Unfortunately, I'm not, and so I don't. And if any guy feels like they want to point out what they're dealing with women, I'm happy to give you a platform for that. No shit. I mean, I'm fair about this stuff. So I get it. I get it. I understand. It sounds very one-sided. But man, and like I said, I don't know what's happening here lately. I think it's the springtime. I think everybody's just like, we're sick of COVID. We're sick of being isolated and sitting in the background, and people have been less social than they want to be and less dating and less fucking and all that. See what happens when people can't have a healthy amount of fucking? Shit just goes to hell in a handbasket. And that's probably what's happening right now. I don't know. And then all of a sudden it's like, wham, things are flooding. I think people are feeling more confident that about going out. COVID's less, they feel like that with the vaccines and everything. And people want to get out there. I totally get it. I'm in that boat, but I'm still like, this has not changed my MO, what I'm looking for, what I need and want out of casual sexual encounters. And I just think it's very important when you're doing this to know very specifically where you've set the bar and just fucking stay in your goddamn lane. If a woman says, or a man says, I don't want X, Y, and Z, stop. Don't try to convince them of anything other than that. Just move on to somebody else. Move on to somebody, an easier target. You know, I don't know how else to put it, but you've got to respect people's right to what they fucking want and not try to convince them of something that they don't want. I think, you know, you'll be doing a lot better. And like I said, as far as dick picking, ask. Just ask. Nothing wrong with being polite about it. I don't mind. Like I said, I love a good dick pic. I love a good sexting session. I love all that shit. Like, but it's what it has to mean something. It has to be with somebody that turns me on, that I know, that I have carnal knowledge. It's not sexy when it's some random dude I don't even fucking know. You could be shit in bed. And when you pull this crap, it actually makes me think you are shitty in bed, quite frankly, because you don't have the confidence of the type of man that I'm looking for. The type of man that I'm looking for knows he's good in bed, understands women, and isn't acting like a fucking eighth grader with, you know, with a camera phone, with a camera on his phone and a hard on.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture of my dick and send it. And because like everybody's going to like, women are going to fall all over this. Like you think there's going to be droves of women showing up, like fighting in competition to let you stick it in us. Come on, grow the fuck up. Really? Like, I'm sorry if your grandpas and your dads and your moms and your sisters didn't teach you some goddamn common sense, but it's not a good thing. And if you didn't know, if you haven't listened to me before and you haven't listened to my previous episodes over the years, this comes up from time to time, my just dislike of random dick pics. It's like, ugh, really? It's like kindergartners. I can't stand it. I'm like, grow the fuck up. Your dick is not that special. It's special to the person who fucks it on a regular level and knows you and likes you, has some sort of a relationship with you, even if it's casual. Like that's, yes, that's going to get them going. But, you know, just looking at your dick, you know, in the middle of my day, when you send it unannounced, it doesn't do it for me. It does not. So think before you send, ask if it's appropriate, and then you'll know. Whomever you're dealing with is going to either say yes, or they're going to say no, but they're going to really respect the fact that you asked and you're scoring a lot of points. So you're still moving ahead to eventually getting your dick inside of the woman that you want it inside of. Okay, I hope this helps. It's always my intention to be helpful. If there's a little bit of snarkiness there, I just can't help it. I am kind of snarky, but it's nothing personal. Now, I got a really good question from someone about a podcast I did, and this is from a gentleman named Lance, and he sent a question. He said, just listen to a recent podcast. You were talking about how a person has to find themselves sexy to make the relationship more intense, and he showed me a picture of his wife, who is 45 years old, and she thinks she's fat and not attractive. Any suggestions on how to address her mindset? Wow. Well, Lance, I will say this. You are a lucky man, because from what I see, your wife's body is very beautiful, and she's physically fit. I don't see her face. Obviously, you didn't send me anything that was too revealing. She's just in her bra and panties. And I would say she's has a beautiful body. And I think a couple thoughts here, Lance, on how to maybe get your wife seeing her body in a different way. Unfortunately, it's a bit of a struggle for a lot of women. She's certainly not in the minority about feeling really good about our bodies. And especially as we age, and whether I'm not crying on the cross about this, but there's a lot of emphasis on looking a certain way. And those stereotypes for women run culturally for all female groups, because we all have different, there's different types of physical appearances that are common for African-American women, Caucasian women, Asian women, you know, there's these standards of beauty that are out there. And we're kind of, I think, our own worst enemies when it comes to that. And if you're hoping that, you know, you can change her mindset, I don't know, but you did say how to address her mindset and you didn't say change it. So let me see where I can help you. I would suggest that you, obviously, you know her very well, and you already know how beautiful she is. You can see that she has a beautiful body. I can see that she has a beautiful body. You should just talk to her about it. And actually, sometimes, and you may not like this suggestion, Lance, but she may need to hear it from other people. And so my suggestion, if you're up for it, Lance, is why don't you guys do something fun and frisky? And why don't you get a profile like on an online dating site? And you could have it either be as a couple or just her as herself.
And you may not, she may not have the intention of doing anything, but why don't you, I think this would be really fun and probably very ego boosting for her. If you put her, you guys agreed on putting a profile out there. Now it could be, you know, like I said, you as a couple, or where you're searching for a third, or just her, maybe putting up a fantasy profile. Like, you know, I'm a hot wife and it's okay with my husband if I meet with some bulls and get some dick and however you want to do it, make it as fun and fantasy as you want. Now you have no obligation. This is just for your own enjoyment, strictly. Just put her picture up and watch the droves of men that respond to her and are telling her how beautiful her body is and how attractive she is and how they're lustful for her. This will help if that's okay with you. And again, like if you agree on it and you're doing this together, I think it could be very exciting. Or like I said, maybe you put up a profile, maybe you're looking for another woman. Another woman who's bisexual is going to clearly say she is excited. I mean, she's not excited. She's exciting. She's beautiful. They're going to be lustful and interested in her sexually. I think that what your wife may be needing is just a good old fashioned inner ego boost. And that's not to say anything about her not having a strong, good ego, but you need this positive reinforcement. And she probably hears it from you all the time, I have no doubt. But hearing it from knowing that other guys or females, whatever way she swings, will help her feel good. It does make you feel good. It is an ego boost. I get it all the time. And I love it. And not in a vain way, not in a misogynistic kind of way, you know, not this like, but it does feel good to know, hey, I'm working hard on my body. I'm eating right. I take, you know, I pay attention to my skincare. I'm invested in how I look physically. And other people see that. Other people see it and acknowledge it. So that would honestly be there's just a way I think for you to make this fun and sexy and hot, Lance, if you really want to. And watch how excited she gets. And then, you know, and then you guys can maybe make this into some fun, sexy role play. It's like, yeah, you know, like all these men want to fuck your wife, but you're the one that gets to fuck her. And then next time you guys are having sex, you know, you can like really get into that mode and that moment. And I just think that's hot. I mean, again, I really think the benefit of being, you know, there's so many benefits to being with somebody that you truly love and are committed to. And if you're taking care of yourself and they're taking care of themselves, you guys get to just explore and do all this fun, exciting stuff together with and it's okay if you sort of venture out a little bit, you know what I mean? And that doesn't mean you're sleeping with other people, but just whatever you guys define as okay is okay. Have fun with it. That's, you know, that's the beauty of it. You're only really sort of stunted by your own creativity in how to spice up your sex life and also how you can help her mindset. And I really do, you know, I want to say something in your favor, Lance, is that you didn't say how you can change your mind. You just said how you can address her mindset. And I think how you can is to really help her see that you're not biased when you say she's fucking hot. I see this picture of her. She's fucking hot. You're a lucky man. And I have no doubt she's a lucky woman. So let her hear that from other people. Sometimes, you know how it is. You've been with somebody so long that, you know, unfortunately, there is a little bit of taking for granted. You're thinking, of course you have to say that. Of course you love me. I know. You know, of course you love my body the way it is. La, la, la. Right? It unfortunately, yes, it does get a little downplayed. And I don't think a man downplays it when the wife is like, I fucking want you. You're so fucking hot and sexy. But I do think women do it. Unfortunately, we do. We kind of do a little bit downplay it because we kind of know like, okay, yeah, you love us, you know, but women do need a little bit of positive reinforcement from other sources. And that absolutely in no way construes that, a devoted woman will go and act on that. It's just nice to have that little ego boost. So, you know, if you think that that would be fun for you guys to do, then I think you should do it. And like I said, you can even have a profile where it's just her, but you know, you have access to it and you get to see, you guys get to read together and she can discuss and see what these guys are saying and that doesn't bother you. And you know, I think that would be exciting, just like to watch my partner. For me, you know, to watch my partner be totally turned on and get excited, like that woman fucking wants you. You know, she wants to fuck the shit out of you, but I'm the one that gets to fuck the shit out of you because you're mine. You know, that thing, that's hot. So that's my suggestion, Lance. I hope that helps. I know nothing about you and the type of relationship you guys have, but I can tell that your wife definitely cares about her physical appearance. And so maybe her being able to get a little positive reinforcement from just random guys you're never going to freaking meet. And just to see the words and to see the type of men that are attracted to her, I think would really maybe make her feel good. So that's a thought there. And again, seems to me that I think you're solid enough that you guys could do that and it would be really fun and exciting. Okay. Well, I hope that helps. You know, the one last thing I want to leave, Lance kind of inspired another thought in me is, do you know where I really take the biggest compliment from is if a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, gives me a compliment about my physical appearance, about my body, about how I look, I take that. Honestly, that resonates with me a lot more than just a guy, right? Because for some reason, women don't compliment each other enough. I'm mindful of this. I make it a point to give my close female friends positive compliments about their appearance because I don't think women, I think it's a competitive thing. Like we don't give each other enough compliments. I make it a point to do this with my friends. And it's not insincere. I only say things I truly mean, but I see them the way that they don't. And I know how hard women are on themselves about the way they look they don't look a certain way or their body's not perfect or just there's all this garbage. I can't solve all that because it's kind of, unfortunately it gets wired in there at some point. But I really, really try my best to give genuine compliments about the physical attractiveness of my friends to them. And, you know, just randomly, when I notice something, I say it. If my friend looks great or she's got great legs or her skin looks amazing and she's beautiful, I just always love to tell my friends how beautiful they are because I think I got beautiful friends. I'm not going to lie. I do have very beautiful friends, but women don't tell each other that enough. And so the thing I want to leave this podcast with is women. And I know I have female followers. Do something positive today. Tell one of your good girlfriends what you think of their physical appearance. If it's sincere and you notice their outfit looks great, their butt, they have a great butt or, they're beautiful. Yeah, tell them you really look nice today or, oh my gosh, you know, or, you know, what I do when this comes into play a lot for me is if somebody's sort of saying like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling blah, 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 I try to find a way to spin it and be like, well, but you know what though, where you're really lucky is you have amazing legs and like, you know, you're not showing them off enough and they're gorgeous but your skin is so beautiful and you don't have a wrinkle on your face or whatever, you know, just like whatever it is, I find a way to give them a really good compliment. And I think that this stuff goes a long way. And how did I meander my way through this one podcast? It was about sexting and things like that. It's really just about being, I guess, positive. One hand washes the other. There's just ways of thinking and ways of moving around in the world that lead to good sex. And the sex, you know, a guy that's like, oh, I've got a dick. Are you, you know, I know how to make you come. Uh-huh. No. Like, I can already tell the type of guy you are, I'm not interested because it's more than having a penis. And same thing for women feeling good about themselves. If you're always trying to act a certain way and you have a certain set of principles and you apply them to your sex life, your friendships, your romantic relationships, shit's going to be right. You're going to have good experiences. And when you see people around you that aren't acting on that level, the bar's low, they're on a different frequency, just do not even give it a second thought. And so sift and sort, be wise about it. That's my best advice. All right. Well, there you go, guys. I am working diligently to sift and sort. I am definitely trying to get some fun sexual encounters going. I've just been kind of like striking out. And I don't mean me personally, where I'm being rejected. I'm just doing a lot of rejecting lately. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to fucking get to the bottom of it. You can count on me to to kick this sex life back into gear. All right, enough on this subject. All right, guys, I hope you're having a great day. Everybody's being safe. Stay happy, stay sexy, and we will talk soon. All right, take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.